Yeah, her name is Simone Porter, and she's been to Des Moines once before, and I think I have mentioned how her name came to my attention. About 4 or 5 years ago, I received a call from Herbert Light, who was a 40-year veteran of the Philadelphia Orchestra. He played violin. And he called me and said that they had just did a youth concert with this marvelous young violinist and that I was to keep my eye on her. Well, shortly after that phone call, I did some research and found out that she was a student at that time in Los Angeles at the Colburn School of Music. And the following summer, I heard her play in Aspen, and I immediately booked her. She was here with me in the Des Moines Symphony in May of 2016. She performed the Tchaikovsky violin concerto with me. And when I was working on putting this program together with Christopher Seaman, I said, what visiting artists would you like to work with? And he said, the first words out of his mouth were, I've heard so much about Simone Porter, I would like to work with her. So we immediately booked her, and she's going to be playing the Sibelius violin concerto with Chris.
And tell us about the Sibelius violin concerto.
Well, this was written about the same time as the Elgar in the South. It was written in 1804 and revised in 1805. It was the only violin concerto, that Sibelius wrote, and he joins the ranks of people like Mendelssohn and Brahms and Tchaikovsky, who also only wrote one, Beethoven, of course. This is a very different concerto from those that I've mentioned earlier. This piece is incredibly complex, and it's wonderfully engaging, and I think it's one of the great concertos of all time. It's in three movements, as you would expect, the first movement being an allegro moderato, which opens with just a very lightly colored sheen of pianissimo strings, and it reminds you immediately of kind of wintry, icy, cold environment, and the violin just appears just above all that sound, and it's just absolutely marvelous, and just speaking about it brings chills to me. There are two themes in this first movement, and it absolutely requires a virtuoso violinist to play it. There's lots of arpeggios and double stops and all kinds of technical difficulty that comes with this movement. The second movement is a beautiful lyric adagio that the violinist is asked on many occasions to play very high on their lowest string, play highest on the G string, which gives this dark, full-bodied, gorgeous sound to the instrument. And this is one of my favorite all-time movements, and it's gorgeous, and Simone's interpretation will be absolutely stunning. And then finally, the third movement, marked allegro ma non tanto, meaning not too fast, not overly fast, is again extremely difficult, and I sort of feel as I'm watching violinists play this, they remind me of gymnasts that have to jump up and down and have all kinds of balance issues with their bows and staccatos and double stops and whatnot. It's a very visually exciting to watch as well as it is to hear. I'm very fond of this concerto, and as you know, very fond of Simone Porter, and this will be a wonderful experience, I hope, for our listeners.